So we're holding here, I think, Vroihu, Sheyasim, Imisot, Shatzim, Isai, Mishul, Avron.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Vroihu, Sheyasim, Imisot, Shatzim, Isai, Mishul, Avron. So he's continuing on the thread of thought. It's a new nekuda about that what happened in Mitzrayim happened because of a Hemshech Avram. Ki shibud Mitzrayim hayadayma legamri le'in Avram. The two events were similar. U'maisa v'yam Avram, imenu Yoshabonov, and they got from him. U'vaherech b'zer Rambanzal b'feresh ha'ter b'pashas lech lecha, ki hoya Avram similar bonov. So, and then he says, "Kishem Shavrom Hoytzi Hoysa Kadosh Mor Kastim Achshe Nira B'Dimroit Kachoytzi Kadosh Baruch Yisrael Mitzrayim." So he's drawing the parallels that Rabban draws, that both of them were stuck in another country. Either he was stuck in Nimrod's hands, he was stuck in Mitzrayim. He tried to rob his life. He tried to rob him. They tried to take his wife, tried to take this, and therefore, whatever Klal Yisrael had is sort of a Yerusha from him. Doesn't elaborate much more than that, except that he says, you know, he brings all the parallels of Fiko, but Kul Sapasha Shadil Avram Shuv Mitzrayim, Ksiv Ani Asher Tzesich Mu'ur Kastim, in the same parasha that he's